OJB's podcast, 14 March 2011, Predicting Earthquakes. Predicting earthquakes and the weather using the moon. Is it possible to predict natural phenomena such as earthquakes and weather based on the phase, distance to, and other factors related to the moon? These sorts of predictions have been around for many years, and they do seem to have a certain credibility. The moon does affect the earth. We have tides every day, and the height of the tides depends on the phase of the moon. For example, at new and full moon, the Sun-Earth-Moon system is roughly lined up, so the tides are higher and lower. There's also a tidal effect on the solid land area of the Earth. The moon warps the Earth's solid surface by about 30 centimetres at the same time as it creates the tides. So the solid surface of the Earth is being warped by the moon, and that seems like a reasonable possible trigger for earthquakes. If a rock formation was unstable, it's reasonable to think that a warping effect of the moon might be enough to cause an earthquake in that unstable region. But even if it is reasonable, is it true? The Moon Man. As I write this, March 2011, the subject has gained a certain amount of notoriety because Christchurch, a city of about 360,000 here in New Zealand, has recently been hit by two destructive earthquakes, and a self-styled expert at predicting earthquakes has suggested there might be another significant event at the next full moon in a week on the 19th of March. In an interview about his predictions of both earthquakes and weather, Ken Ring, the Moon Man, has made this statement. I do not believe that weather has any chaos in it. The weather knows what it is doing, and as with all the rest of nature, is patterned, cyclic, and therefore somewhat predictable to us humans struggling to come up with workable, measurable systems. Almost no credible expert would say there is no chaos involved in weather. Chaos has a specific scientific meaning in this sense, and weather prediction is a classic case where the majority of scientists would say that chaos theory applies. Also, statements like, the weather knows what it is doing, are odd to say the least. Is the weather conscious in some way? And few people would deny that there are patterns and cycles in the weather, but these are small compared with unpredictable chaotic effects. As predictions are attempted at greater times in the future, and this is usually just days or weeks at the most, these effects overwhelm the predictable patterns. Predicting earthquakes. In the same interview, he claimed to be able to predict earthquakes too, and indeed, he did seem to predict some. But earthquakes happen all the time, and he makes enough predictions which turn out to be false, so this could easily be a case of confirmation bias. There's also this worrying reference to pseudoscience. The point is, it is possible, but it would require cooperation between geologists, astronomers, and possibly astrologers. But I doubt that anyone would fund such enterprise. He wants to involve astrologers in rational scientific research? That can't be a sign of credibility. So the issue shouldn't be difficult to resolve. If there is a link between the phase and or distance to the moon and the frequency and or strength of earthquakes, then statistics should reveal the correlation. Of course, it's not that easy. Evidence. David Winter examined Ring's claims in a recent SciBlogs entry. He examined the predictions and found many false positives plus some false negatives, indicating confirmation bias is a likely reason for any apparent accuracy. And in a statistical analysis of the Canterbury earthquakes, including many aftershocks versus moon phase and earthquakes versus moon distance, he found no or only a very weak, probably insignificant correlation. A study published in 2004 did a thorough analysis of the link and concluded that earthquakes fitted a random distribution, so there was no linear effect. That data set included 3,128 earthquakes in the Pacific Northwest and 4,247 earthquakes in the San Francisco Bay Area. Some studies do suggest a link, though. A study published in April 2006 suggested there was a link between micro-earthquakes and the moon. The study looked for temporal variations during the four-year period following the Kobe earthquake. The UC Berkeley Seismological Laboratory has done a simple mathematical analysis and concluded from that, and the balance of study results, that there is no significant effect. They said, given the relative influence of a planetary alignment and the lack of correlation of earthquakes with the dominant gravitational effects, we would not expect planetary alignments to significantly influence either the rate of occurrence of earthquakes or the relative motion of the tectonic plates. No significant correlations of earthquakes with planetary alignments have been found. So the evidence is somewhat conflicting, but the majority of it seems to indicate either no effect or a very insignificant one. The most important conclusion might be that the relationship, if it exists at all, is complex and cannot be used as a reliable predictor of when seismic events will occur. And even if predictions based on the Moon were useful, which is far from certain, they should be made by experts in seismology, not enthusiastic amateurs who believe they have discovered something without really testing their conclusions thoroughly. Crapometer. The bulk of evidence indicates the Moon can't be used to predict earthquakes, and a careful analysis of Ring's predictions indicate he's not reliable. But there is a certain credibility to the idea, so it can't be judged too harshly. So I give this a moderate score on the crapometer. Notes. 1. Ken Ring, the Moon Man, has further information about his controversial ideas, which I think the evidence presented on this page discredits, on predicting weather and earthquakes at his Predict Weather website. 2. WeatherWatch interviewed Ken Ring on an article titled Q&A with Controversial Moon Man Ken Ring, which was posted on Wednesday, the 21st of the 4th, 2010, at 1300 at weatherwatch.co.nz. 3. Chaos theory is described in technical detail at Wikipedia, and there is a simplified introduction at IMHO. 4. Confirmation bias is described at Wikipedia and at Skeptic. 5. A blog entry critical of Ring's predictions entitled Ken Ring Can't Predict Earthquakes Either by David Winter was posted on March 1, 2011 at SciBlogs. 6. A study, Earthquakes in the Moon, Syzygy Predictions Fail the Test by Matthew Kennedy, John E. Vidale and Michael G. Parker, was published at the UCLA Institute for Geophysics and Planetary Physics Seismological Research Letters, September-October 2004, Volume 75, Number 5, page 607. 7. Correlation between the phase of the Moon and the occurrences of micro-earthquakes in the Tambo region through point process modelling. 8. University of California at Berkeley Seismological Laboratory concluded this summary in 1999. Can the position of the Moon affect seismicity?